There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
This is The Agenda live on Dubai I 103.8. Thabit, thank you very much indeed to you for your text message. There is no better experiment specimen than one's own body. And I can vouch for the benefits of coconut, including coconut oil, anytime, the esteemed professor notwithstanding as well. Thabit, thank you very much indeed for that one. That seems to be the opinion of many people out there following on from these suggestions from a Harvard professor that coconut oil could be pure poison. Most of our listeners out there are in disagreement. Is that what you're seeing as well? Joe McKibben?
Mm-hmm. Ava here is saying, I use coconut oil for all my cooking and I've lost weight since switching. She doesn't say what she switched from, but good for you, Ava. And also, John, probiotics. It's a waste of money. The manufacturers should be made to prove what they actually do. Eat a healthy, balanced diet, exercise, sleep well.
Just want to report on a story that's doing the rounds this morning locally here in the UAE with a sort of health bent to it as well. Dubai, a senior Dubai municipality official late yesterday denied a report claiming that a Dubai school was forced to close temporarily as a result of Legionnaires' disease caused by water contaminated with bacteria. Gulf News reporting this one this morning, saying that the school in question took KHDA's permission to shut for a day to perform maintenance of water tanks and piping. There was no suggestion, therefore, that the water itself contained bacteria. So just to reiterate on that one, another of those concerning stories that are doing the rounds at the moment with regards to health. And talking of health, I know there's something that we sort of broached with Keith, but one of the other trends at the moment that we're seeing is one of the latest sort of trendy health beverage trends, if you like, and it is vinegar. Is drinking vinegar the next lemon water, if you like? It's been touted as one of those great cleansers as well, and there are many that have long been advocates of drinking shots of vinegar to clean their inners out. Research suggests that ACV or apple vinegar may offer health benefits such as help reduce blood sugar, support gut health and potentially warding off weight gain. But recently a wave of bottled products starring vinegar has emerged, and the trend is predicted to keep on growing. If you've seen any of these drinks at the grocery stores, if you've tried any of these drinks, you'll be wondering, of course, whether they are worth the try. And I suppose the answer to that, in the absence of Keith, is that yeah, they are worth a try, but don't rely on them.
Oh, did you ever try drinking lemon, hot water and lemon yeah. in hot water?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is that before your espresso or after?
No, I've gone through entire sort of phases of waking up to a lemon and hot water.
Yeah, but you see, that's what it is. It's a little phase. And then you say, no, I'm sorry, I just need a cup of tea, an English breakfast tea, strong, builders, thank you. Yeah. So I won't be buying shots of vinegar any more than the wheatgrass shots.
Wheatgrass, there was another one, wasn't it? Yeah. What were the others? Cabbage soup, that was around for a while, wasn't it? Was it cabbage soup?
Well, I do know that Keith, and you're probably listening in the car, so if you do, actually, I applaud your bone broth because it is really yummy. And you'll often tell us that you have bone broth for breakfast. But again, I think you have your routine. I mean, when would you drink the vinegar shot?
Well, you know, whenever you're feeling down.
Did you?
I've not tried it yet, but it's okay. Just interesting that there seems to be a lot of media around about it. And it's predicting that next trend, isn't it? I mean, who saw avocados coming, to coin a phrase? You know, who saw the rise in quinoa? Don't get our friend and colleague Georgia Tolley started on the rise of quinoa. She thinks that people are being priced out of the market in the growing countries of quinoa at the moment. But again, it's the demand of global tastes. Once a product gets caught up as the next so-called superfood, as Keith was saying, even though it might not deem to be a superfood, if it is branded or marketed as such, the demands on the harvesters and the producers of that crop or product are the ones that pay the penalty.
Well, Mexico are considering importing avocados, which have been a staple in their country for tens of thousands of years. So they say that now Mexico supply 45% of the world's avocados, but now they may have to import them for their own consumption. And they make more money from exporting avocados than it does from petroleum.
Look at that. But you can't run a car on avocados at the moment, as
you
yet.
You never know.
Listen, you are listening to The Agenda. It sort of got me thinking as well, because here we are, we're going through all these stories that are coming around, and basically we're looking for, you know, we're all after the elixir for eternal youth, aren't we? So all of us swear by something, whether that be something that our grandmother told us, whether it be something that our parents told us, whether it be something that a friend told you. What is yours? You know, is it coconut oil? Is it a bullet coffee in the morning with a shot of coconut butter? Is it your chicken broth or your beef broth? What is the thing that you swear by when it comes to feeling better, looking better, leading a healthier lifestyle, just keeping you upright, basically, throughout the day? What is the one go-to that you could share with the rest of our listeners? If you have any advice, we would love you to share that with us. What's the great sort of food or health and lifestyle advice that's been handed down to you? We have been receiving a number of different thoughts and comments throughout the morning. This one from Sarah Ibrahim out there saying, use coconut oil on my skin and hair for a long while, expecting huge results as claimed. However, I barely noticed any change. I guess everything differs from one person to another and from one body to another. Sarah, thank you very much indeed for that. Jo McKibben.
I always take probiotics. It stops me having a bloated stomach, and I don't listen to the people who say it's not good for you. I take vitamins if I'm feeling run down. I take vitamin D because I am deficient in it, and I eat a healthy, balanced diet. Thank you, Layla.
This one from another of our listeners out there saying, so many trends came and went. Green tea, flax seeds, quinoa, matcha, coconut and kale. I think it's about trade and commercial purposes and has nothing with actual health benefits. Thank you also to Sam for your text message. Can't read that one out, can I, Sam? Thanks also to whoever sent this one. We were asking for what's your elixir? What's your go-to of a morning? What's your magic potion for a healthy life? Thank you, whoever sent this. It says, simple, straight up buttermilk, a.k.a. Laban. Is that something you swear by? If so, we would like to hear from you. And Mariam said, the only drink that both prevents and cures my dehydration here in Dubai and from the heat, having to meet during the day, is coconut water, and I highly suggest that. Mariam, we thank you very much. So far has gone down something of a foodie angle, and we will continue that into the third and final hour of the show. In fact, the UAE has just welcomed its first ever, get ready for this, it's not for everyone, bleeding vegan burger. American fast food chain has brought the most realistic plant-based burger to the Emirates. We'll tell you more about that one in just a little while. In fact, the team were on the business breakfast earlier on this week. Is that what vegans want? We know that the vegan movement out there is gaining extraordinary pace at the moment. But isn't that, so therefore, an ethical choice and a choice you made? Do you need to, therefore, have a burger that, for all intents and purposes, bleeds in front of you, that has that moisture within it to recreate the idea of burger? Surely that is everything against a vegan, isn't it not?
Well, I think it depends on how bloodthirsty the vegan is, but I don't think they are very bloodthirsty. However, I do think that the vegan appetite does enjoy the texture of protein.
You can get that texture without having to, because I think the eyes tell you a lot, obviously. And you can get the texture when you bite into it and you taste it. But when you see what seems to be blood coming from a vegan burger, is that not sending a rather sort of alternative message from the dish itself? The country's first vegan bleeding burger is the latest addition to the menu of the American food chain Bear Burger, who were in the Business Breakfast studio earlier on this week. It was revealed to hungry crowds at La Mer yesterday, in fact. The B12 bleeding burger, developed by Canadian company Beyond Meat, is so described because when cut in half, it reveals an authentically pink centre and bleeds beetroot juice instead of Blood during its debut. It impressed diners yesterday with its passable beefy texture and flavour. Many expect that the burger's appeal will stretch beyond the vegan community. I suppose my question to the vegan community listening in out there at the moment is, what's the point? If you are a vegan, do you really need a burger that bleeds beetroot juice?
And it sounds like it will have a soggy bottom.
It might well have a soggy bottom. It seems to be a step too far, but maybe, what do I know, not being a vegan, is this something that would appeal to you? Is this something that you would try? Do let me know your thoughts on that one. The fast food chain, the American food chain Bear Burger, is causing something of a kickback from a number of our listeners this morning. Hobbs has been in touch saying some people really will find any way of dismissing vegan food. The bleeding element just refers to the beetroot colour and is used mainly by the media as a way of grabbing attention. It's not going to be pulsing juice into your lap or all over your bap. Thank you very much indeed for that one, Hobbs. 4001 if you want to do the same. Supermac has been in touch saying, honestly, if it tastes like meat, I'll eat it regardless. Others are coming through that we can't read out because they're far too inappropriate, but thank you all the same. 4001 if you want to continue the conversation on that one. Talking of conversation, plenty to look forward to. We've got an hour of commercial free music coming away just after us when we go off at 1 o'clock. So from 1 till 2, sit back and enjoy. And then from 2 o'clock, strap yourself in because Helen Farmer's here with her afternoon show, which is new to the airwaves. She's had a couple of days to settle in, and it's, I'm assuming, home from home now, is it?
Oh, it's lovely to be back. No, it's great. Going really, really well. Loving the school mum messages. Always wishing them some good parking and good vibes so you don't, you know, have a punch up with someone and realise that your kid's in their class and, oh, it gets a little bit awkward. So, yeah, we're having a lot of fun between 2 and 5. Always a really, really busy show as well. Lots coming up today, Tom.
Tell me more. What have we got to look forward to a little later on this afternoon?
We are talking food for the first hour. We're joined by Courtney Brandt from A to Zatar, talking about foodie gossip. So the latest restaurants to open up here in Dubai, some great dining deals for everyone to go and book tables this weekend, and looking at food news as well. So I'm definitely going to ask her about this vegan burger.
Please do, yeah. Oh. I mean, I sort of get it. We've just been a bit taken aback by the number of messages that we've received on this in the last hour or so. A lot of vegans out there saying, why, oh, why, oh, why? Surely it...
Well, that exactly would be my point. I'm not a vegan, far from it, to be honest. But if I was a vegan, I would imagine you'd want to get your food to move away from this animal product and the perceptions around it. Surely.
Regardless if it is beetroot juice, the idea of it bleeding for effect, is that not therefore championing the whole idea of butchering meat? Because... Mm. Without the butchering of meat, you're not going to get the bleeding of it.
There must be a vegan alternative, like a little squeak of a bean instead of a bleed of a burger. I don't know,
I take the point that maybe it is just a marketing tool to differentiate yourself in what is a very busy burger market out there.
And also, I'd love to hear from vegans out there where their favourite vegan burgers are, because I'm sure people have their own favourite recipes as well, and I'm pretty sure that bleeding isn't part of it. So no, a big turn off from me. And I'm really hoping coconut oil isn't a poison, guys. This is because I just had some this morning.
You'll be all right.
Do I look okay? Am I looking a bit pale?
As long as you didn't have a gallon of it, you should be okay.
I've cooked in it. It's interesting how these food trends just go up and down. And if you kept an eye on the headlines, you wouldn't have anything. Coffee's the great saviour. Coffee's going to kill you. You know, it's nothing is safe anymore.
Somebody's just texted saying, guys, you're missing the point. The company is deliberately targeting the estimated 22 million flexitarians worldwide at the moment. Those who enjoy meat but want to reduce their consumption, as well as vegans and vegetarians. So maybe that's it. Maybe it's...
If you're a flexitarian...
What are you doing in a burger joint? Huge thank you to all of you for your contributions to the show. We couldn't have done it without you. We started talking this a little earlier today about superfoods, that's for tomorrow's show altogether, as we go into the forest. But today it was about foods, and Keith Littlewood was here. He was in studio with us, and he actually asked, you know, what really are superfoods?
The definition of a superfood is something that gives you a lot of nutrients, and we also get lost on the fact that what food is supposed to give us is energy. I think milk is one of the best definition of a superfood. We've evolved to drink milk. Unfortunately, there's a naturalistic fallacy that drives us to think that a lot of foods in their rawest, wholest state is the best for us. If we eat lots of almonds, for example, they can be full of cyanide that can pose problems. From an evolutionary standpoint, nuts and seeds were collected to be eaten during winter time when food was sparse. I think almonds, kale, broccoli, they're not superfoods. Some of them have compounds that work really well in a test tube. But if we consume lots of them in their state outside of that, they can cause problems.
What about coconuts? Coconut oil has been described as pure poison by a Harvard professor. That's caused outrage in India and other parts of the world and in Finn's household.
I love the coconut, the milk from the coconut. I love the flesh from the coconut. I love, you know, the products you can buy, the coconut water. And actually, my husband was actually cooking last night with coconut cream from a tin. And we've also got coconut milk from a tin. And I just think it's lovely. But I sort of understand it was like a complete food. You know, if you get a coconut, you've got obviously liquid from it. And you've also got the flesh from it. I understood it to be, like a complete food in lots of ways.
Conversation's moved forward to bleeding vegan burgers, new addition to one of the burger chains here in the UAE. This one from James. Why do vegetarians and vegans try and make their food look like meat? Us non-vegetarian vegans don't try and make our meat look like carrots or parsnips, do we? Good point, James. Well made. This one from another of our listeners. I'm a carnivore and love nothing more than a thick, juicy burger to sink my teeth into. Having said that, I'm adopting more plant-based foods into my diet. I feel this bleeding burger might just convince me to lean further on the vegan side. It's brilliant marketing to attract meat eaters for whom a balanced diet is challenging and better for the world. Cheers, Vince. That's from you. And another one from Alison saying, I ordered a beetroot burger recently. I spent my entire mealtime wishing I'd ordered what everyone else was having. Smiley face. Thanks for that, Alison.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.